Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ning Nen M. Hang Sing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipurio urges reforms in funding for externally aided projects in Northeast. Governor Nandkishore Yadav reviews research initiatives at ICA Nagaland Center. President Draupadi Murmu says India on track to eliminate sickle cell disease before 2047 target. And results declared for three municipal council by-elections. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipurio has called for advance financing support and a dedicated fast-track clearance mechanism for northeastern states to improve the implementation of externally aided projects, EAPs. Addressing a seminar on leveraging externally aided projects in the northeastern states held in Shillong, Mr. Rio said the reimbursement-based funding model of EAPs poses challenges for smaller states which are required to pre-finance projects. He also noted that delays in statutory clearances and extensive community consultation often affect project timelines. He stressed the need to strengthen project preparation, enhance institutional capacity, and deepen collaboration among stakeholders. Mr. Rio said Nagaland has significant opportunities for partnership in areas such as climate resilience, sustainable agriculture, renewable energy, digital governance, and entrepreneurship, reaffirming the state's commitment to effective implementation of EAPs. The seminar was attended by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Chief Ministers of the region. Nagaland Governor Nandkishore Yadav visited the ICA Research Complex for Northeastern Hill Region Nagaland Center at Medziphema today to review its ongoing research and agricultural development initiatives. During the visit, officials highlighted the center's work in crop improvement, integrated farming, livestock development, water conservation, and climate-resilient agriculture. The governor was briefed on key achievements including high-yielding crop varieties, rainwater harvesting, and technologies for improving farm productivity and innovations in pig and poultry production. The governor also toured various research and farm facilities and interacting with scientists and staff. Commending their efforts, he stressed the importance of translating scientific research into practical solutions that benefit farming communities and contribute to the state's agricultural growth and food security. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed confidence that India would eradicate sickle cell disease well before its national target year of 2047. She called for concerted efforts to raise awareness about the genetic blood disorder, particularly among tribal communities. The president was addressing a state-level program in Madhya Pradesh on the occasion of World Sickle Cell Day today. She appealed all state governments and officials not to take the disease lightly because it is passed on from one generation to another. She noted the key goal of large-scale screening set under the national mission has been achieved ahead of schedule.
2023 में राष्ट्रीय मिशन का शुभारंभ करते समय जो अनेक बड़े लक्ष्य देश के सामने रखा गए थे उनमें से स्क्रीनिंग का लक्ष्य समय से पहले ही पूरा हो गया है। 9000 शिशुओं से लेकर 40 वर्षों की आयु तक के 7 करोड़ से ज्यादा लोगों की स्क्रीनिंग का लक्ष्य पूरा हो चुका है।
Ms. Murmu said efforts should be made to eradicate the disease completely because treatment is possible. Results of urban local body by-elections to three wards across Nagaland were declared today. In ward number 9, Samba Ghoki of Atoizu Town Council in Zunaboto District, independent candidate Inaka Z. Jishi defeated NPF candidate G. Shikavi Kiba by 17 votes, securing 102 votes against 85. One vote was declared invalid. In ward number 8, Sumang B. Colony under Woka Town Council, NPF candidate Aling Lotha won with 296 votes, defeating BJP's Momo Hamsoy by a margin of 37 votes. Meanwhile, in ward number 11, Chara under Chumukedima Town Council, Nitsu Kotsu of NPF secured victory with 326 votes, defeating BJP candidate Kejangutyo Jotso by a margin of 90 votes. Voting took place on the 16th of this month. The counting process was conducted peacefully in the presence of election officials, observers, and party representatives. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The All Tribal Women Bodies of Kohima today held a public rally at Phulbari Old MLA Hostel Junction demanding speedy justice in the sexual harassment case involving IAS officer Rennie Wilfred. The rally saw participation from women, youth, students and various civil society organizations. Following the rally, the organization submitted a memorandum to the Governor of Nagaland seeking his intervention to ensure the early disposal of the case and prevent further delays in the trial. They also presented their Charter of Demands calling for a fair, impartial and time-bound trial.
That no further willful delays be permitted in the proceedings and that the trial be conducted in a fair, impartial and time-bound manner. That pending the final adjudication of the case, the accused should continue to be kept under suspension and should not be reinstated, posted or entrusted with any official duties or responsibilities in any department or public office whatsoever.
The memorandum also condemned recent cases of sexual violence against women and children in the state and urged authorities to ensure speedy investigation and disposal of such cases. They said prompt justice is essential to uphold public confidence in the rule of law. India has undergone a remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Sabka Sat, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Modi in the last 12 years. Akashvani News brings you a special feature, Bara Sal, Vishwas Ke, Vikas Ke, Jan Kalyan Ke. Today we focus on the steps taken by the government to transform the Northeast.
When it comes to nation building, leaving the Northeast neglected is impossible in New India. This region was once identified only by violence, blockades and neglect. But Prime Minister Modi's government changed this. Over the past 12 years, the Prime Minister himself has visited the Northeast more than 83 times. Connectivity of remote and hilly regions with the national mainstream has increased in this period. This has resulted in increased tourism and created greater local income opportunities. Over 47,270 crore rupees have been spent under the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana and more than 46,290 kilometers of rural roads constructed. 8 new greenfield airports have been developed, while 90 routes and 12 airports and heliports have been operationalized under the Udan scheme. Over 4,170 kilometers of railway lines were electrified. 100% railway electrification has been achieved in Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Tripura and Mizoram. For the first time since independence, the first freight train reached Manipur in 2022 and Meghalaya in 2023. The first train reached Mizoram in 2025. A total of 6,600 crore rupees has been allotted under PM Divine. Today, under Prime Minister Modi's leadership, Ashta Lakshmi, the 8 states of the Northeast are writing a new story of development. Emilia Kotsu, Akashwani News, Kohima.
The International Day of Yoga is now only 2 days away with the theme Yoga for Healthy Aging. In the run-up to the occasion, Akashvani News Kohima brings a special series on the benefits of practicing yoga. Today we focus on mental well-being. Meditation and mindful breathing are key components of yoga that enhance concentration, emotional balance and resilience. The practice of Nadi Shodhana or alternate nostril breathing is said to purify the body's energy channels, promote calmness, improve focus and reduce stress and anxiety. The National Testing Agency NTA has launched an official WhatsApp communication channel for candidates appearing in the NEET UG re-examination scheduled to be held on Sunday. The NTA clarified that all official WhatsApp communications will be sent only through its verified account number 7827980287. Meanwhile, the Delhi High Court has upheld the centre's decision to temporarily restrict access to the Telegram messaging platform ahead of the NEET UG re-examination on June 21, saying the move was not disproportionate and complied with the law. And now to round up this evening's bulletin, the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nipurio urges reforms in funding for externally aided projects in Northeast. Governor Nandakishore Yadav reviews research initiatives at ICAR Nagaland Centre. President Draupadi Murmu says India on track to eliminate sickle cell disease before 2047 target. And results declared for 3 municipal council by-elections. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.